longest home runs, and his only triple off of left-handers. The pitch up high, ball two. 2-0 count, dangerous with Rod McCall at the plate. Robert Merle waiting on deck. McCall one for two. It's a huge one for two. The pitch to McCall. That one holds up. It's a ball three count. 3-0 count. Do you turn him loose? Well, probably. Just on general purposes. Because McCall, if he gets the pitch he wants, he can drive it a long ways. Hits the ball to the outfield, he has another run home. Charbonnet with the RBI triple. The pitch, that's a called strike, although McCall's taking that one. Wayne Tyus. A little warm-up action in the bullpen for Sacramento. It's an 11-5 lead. The Pioneers needing three more outs to get through this ball game. The pitch, that one is a called strike two. So McCall, now with a 3-2 count, Robert Merle waiting on deck. Mark Charbonnet on at third. Rod McCall, 3-2 count, and Wayne Tyus trying to get McCall. The pitch, 3-2 pitch. That one is lined down the first base line again. McCall will have at least a double. Kyle Washington, as that one goes under the fence, waving that that's a ground rule double. And so the run is home. So Rod McCall with a double drives home another run. That is the fourth run driven in by McCall in this ball game. It is a 42nd run driven in on the year. Steve Cook to go over and take the little shin guard away from McCall. So on a ground rule double for Rod McCall, and it's now a 12-5 ball game. And at the plate, Robert Merle. Merle, a double, a walk, taking a called third strike. He's fouled out to the third baseman. Waiting on deck is Freddie Diaz. Wayne Tyus coming in to mop up after Joe Elias held the Pioneers in check until a wild pitch in the seventh got their 10th run home. Pioneers here in the eighth, putting some crooked numbers on the board. The ball hit deep to left field. Merle may have just hit a home run, and he did. Two-run shot for Robert Merle. Merle, his 11th home run of the year. And runs batted in, number 58 and 59. Merle getting the pitch that he wanted and driving it out of the park. And so the Pioneers, four runs here in the eighth inning. Virtually putting this game away. Freddie Diaz coming to the plate with one out. So Wayne Tyus throwing up a pitch that could be hit out of the ballpark, and indeed it was. So Tyus lasts a third of an inning. Bob Oliver out to take Tyus back with him. Now we have a 14-5 lead for the Zion Pioneers. Only one out, bottom of the eighth inning. Let's take this timeout. We will be back with the rest of the bottom of the eighth after this timeout.
Hi, this is Lonnie Snowden with Quality Air Service. You can stay cool and comfortable this summer when you call Quality Air Service. Right now at Quality Air Service, you can see any of Bryant's full line of energy-efficient air conditioners on display in our new showroom. Act now and receive no payments with no interest for 6 months with Bryant's convenient comfort credit. So if you need a simple repair or a new air conditioner, call Quality Air Service. Call Quality Air Service at 688-2653, 688-2653, and let Quality Air Service rescue you from that hot summer heat ahead.
Zion Pioneers with a 14-5 lead. Jarrett Hunt on to replace Wayne Tyus. So Hunt was the starting pitcher. And pitched very well for Sacramento on Sunday night for a while until the Pioneers finally got to him. Jarrett Hunt on in relief. Likely means Reggie Leslie and Levi Lacey, the final two pitchers that the Pioneers will face. Freddie Diaz coming to the plate, two for four on the night. Bases cleaned on the two-run home run by Robert Merle, his 11th of the year. Pioneers have some interesting team stats. They lead the league in home runs. They were on a pace at one time to break the league record for home runs in a single season, but they have a couple tonight with a three-run shot by Rod McCall and the two-run home run by Robert Merle. That gives them 108, still seven short of the league mark. The pitch, down low to Freddy Diaz. Diaz tripled his last time up, singled his first time up. Came around to score on the wild pitch. One ball count to Freddy Diaz. 2-for-4 on the night. The pitch on the corners, strike one. Pioneers also lead the league in strikeout batting. And they struck out 9 times against Joe Elias tonight. The pitch, that one's a called strike two. But also the Pioneers lead the league in stolen bases. Way out in front of everybody else. 1-2 count to Freddy Diaz. One out, bottom of the eighth inning. 4 runs in here in the bottom of the eighth, all against Wayne Tyus. All of them will count against Tyus. The pitch, ground ball, hit sharply right at the third baseman. Blackwell, long throw, and gets Diaz over at first base. Glenn Spencer coming to the plate. Spencer has singled, has doubled, has struck out, has grounded out. 2-for-4 on the night. Spencer playing a fine second base and hitting the ball well. 2 outs, bottom of the eighth inning. Zion Pioneers now with a 9-run lead. As the Pioneers coming to the plate, Glenn Spencer, switch hitter, batting left-handed this time around. Jared Hunt trying to make it 2 in a row. The pitch, that one's a called strike, so Hunt throwing strikes. Hunt with an opportunity to get through this inning, if he can only face a couple of batters, might be available for relief a little bit later in the series. 1-1 count as that one's outside. Jake Mueller waiting on deck. Into the windup again. Back to the plate. That one's fisted into the air to left field. Aaron Fuller got a late break, but that'll hold up long enough for Fuller to get the third out to retire the side. So that ends that one, but not before 4-run score on a total of 4 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. At the end of 8, it's a 14-5 lead for the Zion Pioneers. Back with the top of the ninth inning after this timeout.
It's time to get away. It's
time to go.
To escape the noise.
The noise.
The traffic.
The traffic.
The mess.
The mess.
Escape to the past.
The past.
Escape to the future.
The future.
Escape to Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
Open 24 hours. The gateway to the Valley of Fire at Lake Mead and exit 75 off I-15.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
Moapa is your year-round fireworks supplier. Buy now for the best selection of the biggest and the best. Check out Moapa's new products like mortars, repeating reporters, and rockets. Moapa Tribal Enterprises now has safe and sane products for younger folks, and they even have launch pads on the premises for your immediate use. Stock up now for the millennium at Moapa.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
There is only one name for the largest selection of handmade Native American gifts and jewelry.
The largest selection of fireworks.
Ice cold beverages.
Snacks.
Groceries.
Liquor.
An amazing smoke shop.
New slot.
Video poker.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
North of Las Vegas off I-15.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
Late and you want to eat great, just get yourself to Wendy's late night pickup window, because Wendy's rules the night.
Wendy's late night.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas. We're up late, so come on by.
Zion Pioneers with a 14-5 lead. Max Tremblay to come on. Tremblay, who struggled a little bit last night, but still ended up coming on and throwing a solid inning, did give up a run in that ball game last night. But Tremblay on to replace Dave Van Hoff. A little instruction at the video earlier today with Max Tremblay. And a little work in the bullpen and trying to work on that right now. Max Tremblay with a 9-run lead to try to secure. Will face Scott Richardson, Aaron Fuller, and Kyle Washington for the Sacramento Steelheads. Scott Richardson to lead things off. Dave Cheadle and Scott Richardson laughing about something as they're talking right behind home plate. Zion Pioneers baseball. As the Pioneers try to make it 3 in a row against Sacramento and 4 out of 5, Pioneers will have swept this, will have the advantage. They took 2 out of 3. They will do no worse than split this series with Sacramento if they get the win tonight. They will ensure that they will finish at least fifth place and keep alive hopes for postseason play. We understand in the top of the fifth inning, Tri-City leads Reno 2-0. Also in the top of the fifth, it's a 3-2 lead for Chico over Sonoma County. First pitch to Scott Richardson. That one's pitched just outside. Jake Mueller thought that one might have been a strike. 2-for-3 on the night, plus a bases loaded walk. Couple of runs batted in. That pitch on the inside corner at the knees, strike one. So Tremblay went to the outside, then came back to the inside. Max Tremblay trying to work on his delivery a little bit, trying to come more straight to the plate. Pitch down low, ball two, and that's what Tremblay has been doing, trying to take a little stress off his arm. A little bit about where he strides. The pitch, that's a ground ball, hit foul. Count goes to 2-2. So the little tweaking in the delivery for Tremblay, who has been very effective in the second half, is to try to take the stress off the arm and keep the momentum right to the plate. Tremblay back to the plate. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Richardson goes down as Tremblay buzzes him with a good fastball. Aaron Fuller coming to the plate. Fuller walked, struck out, right out to the left fielder, grounded out to the second baseman. Fuller turns around to bat right-handed against Tremblay. Fuller never got a chance to see Van Hoff. Top of the ninth inning, Pioneers needing two outs with a 9-run lead. The pitch, that one is down low, ball one. For Tremblay, it'll take a little while to work on that delivery to take the stress off the arm. But he has good stuff. The pitch, that one's a called strike at the knees, 1-1 count. Max Tremblay with Mission Viejo last year. Excellent relief appearance. Fast worker in this ball game. Pitch outside, turns it over, sails away. 2-1 count. Kyle Washington waiting on deck. 14-5, the Pioneers with the advantage. The pitch, that one is a breaking pitch, just low, ball three. As we mentioned, you have to get every last out in a ball game before you can celebrate any ball game. The pitch, ground ball, hit. One bounce to Robert Murrow, guns him out at first base. So that's two up and two down, and Tremblay trying to work a scoreless ninth inning. Kyle Washington coming to the plate. Washington has two singles, a walk, and reached on the error. So he's been on base four times tonight, 2-for-3 officially, and has an RBI. Drove in a run with a single in the third inning. Drove in the second of the two runs in the third. Into the windup, Max Tremblay comes to the plate. The pitch, that one swung on and missed with a good fastball. Strike one. Max Tremblay trying to do the Pioneers' part in this race for the postseason. The pitch comes to the plate. That one misses down low. Ball one. 1-1 count. 14-5. Pioneers added four runs in the eighth inning to help expand this one out. A little ground ball right down the third baseline, foul between third base coach R.J. Reynolds and the foul line. 1-2 count to Kyle Washington. It's interesting. What is it? Jerry Seinfeld says you root for the laundry. Kyle Washington on the Pioneers side earlier. Now cheering to try to get him out this time for the Pioneers fans. Pitch inside, ball two. 2-2 count. Whatever uniform the man is wary. Kyle Washington helped win a few ball games for the Pioneers earlier, trying to keep alive, but that one strikes out. So down on strikes goes Kyle Washington. No runs, no hits, no errors. That's a scoreless ninth inning, and the Zion Pioneers keep alive in postseason play and have clinched fifth place no matter what. Sacramento will be in the basement, and the Pioneers will be in fifth. Because of the win tonight, a 14-5 victory over the Sacramento Steelheads. We'll make a selection of our Moapa Tribal Enterprises offensive player of the game and our Highland Manor defensive player of the game. That will come up in the postgame, the postseason, or the postgame show. I'll get that right, postgame show. We'll also give you all of the details and the totals and the winning and losing pitcher and look ahead to tomorrow night. And hopefully an update on the scores from Pasco, Washington, and Chico, California. All of that coming up in the postgame show. Final score, 14-5. Zion Pioneers with a victory. Back with a postgame show after this timeout.
It's time to get away.
Time to go.
To escape the noise.
The noise.
The traffic.
The traffic.
The mess.
The mess.
Escape to the past. Escape to the future. Escape to Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
Open 24 hours. The gateway to the Valley of Fire in Lake Mead at exit 75 off I-15.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
Moapa is your year-round fireworks supplier. Buy now for the best selection of the biggest and the best. Check out Moapa's new products like mortars, repeating reporters, and rockets. Moapa Tribal Enterprises now has safe and sane products for younger folks, and they even have launch pads on the premises for your immediate use. Stock up now for the millennium at Moapa.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
There is only one name for the largest selection of handmade Native American gifts and jewelry.
The largest selection of fireworks.
Ice-cold beverages.
Snacks.
Groceries.
Liquor.
An amazing smoke shop.
New slot.
Video poker.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
North of Las Vegas off I-15.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
It's going, going, gone! Are you ready to feel more healthy than ever before? To be at the top of your game? To hit a home run with your health? You can, and it's not as hard as you think. In fact, it's easy. A company known throughout the United States and Japan for their innovative approach to health is based right here in Southern Utah. Aola International, a leader in advanced health products that incorporates the best that nature and science have to offer. If you're looking for the most advanced weight management supplements from a company known as the Weight Management Company of the 21st Century, find out more about Aola's exciting products. There's nothing stopping you from hitting a home run with your health today.
It's time for all the analysis, the comments, and the complete wrap-up of tonight's game. It's time for the post-game show. And once again, here's Larry Jewell.
Zion Pioneers with a 14-5 victory tonight over the Sacramento Steelheads as the Pioneers come up with a victory. 9 runs in the second inning proved to be enough for the Pioneers, but they added a little cushion with a wild pitch, scoring a run in the seventh, and 4 more runs being scored in the bottom of the eighth inning by the Pioneers. Sacramento with 5 runs tonight. They kept whittling away after jumping out to a 1-0 lead. Scott Richardson with a home run to lead off the second inning. But the Pioneers responded with all 9 ball players, all 9 hitters scoring, and 8 hits in that inning. Fielder's choice by Al Mealing, but there was one error in the ball game, and that helped open up the inning. On the fielder's choice, a sharp hit ground ball to the first baseman, Scott Richardson. The throw home was wide and to the left of the first baseman, wide and to the right of the catcher trying to get the force play, and that allowed 2 runs to score to break a 1-1 tie after Merrill had scored already on an RBI single by Glenn Spencer. That made it 5-3. Jake Mueller followed with a single to Jake Mueller on base. Kalen Folds followed with a 2-run triple, then a single by Ricky Otero to get on base, and a double by Mark Charbonnet started things all over again, and then a 3-run home run by Rod McCall, his 13th of the year, and his 4th consecutive game with home runs. That's a new record for the Zion Pioneers, as the Pioneers had had 3 other ball players hit home runs in 3 consecutive games, but that's the 4th consecutive game that Rod McCall has hit a home run in, and his 13th home run of the year. 2 runs gotten back by Sacramento in the third inning as they led off with a single by Dave Cheadle, a single by Scott Bethea, a walk to Bo Dodson, a bases-loaded walk to Scott Richardson, and after Aaron Fuller struck out, an RBI single at the hands of Kyle Washington made it a 9-3 ball game. Sacramento got another run back in the fifth inning on a leadoff home run by Bo Dodson, his 3rd of this series. 2 last night, 1 tonight, and his 12th of the season. Then they were able to load the bases before Marcus Moore wiggled out of it by striking out Jake Underwood. In the sixth inning, a leadoff base on balls to Dave Cheadle. A pop fly by Scott Bethea got the first out. Then Bo Dodson doubled off the center field fence to drive home Cheadle. And that proved to be the last run of the ball game for Sacramento. Leadoff single by Kyle Washington in the seventh inning spelled the end for Marcus Moore's efforts on the night as he gave just about everything he could. But the last fume out of the gas tank ran out at that point. In the seventh inning, Freddy Diaz led off with a triple, and it looked like Joe Elias was going to wiggle out of it, but a wild pitch with Al Mealing at the plate brought home Freddy Diaz to make it a 10-5 ball game. Then the Pioneers against Wayne Tyus in the eighth inning after Kalen Foltz flied out to the left fielder. Ricky Otero doubled down into the right field corner. Mark Charbonnet tripled down into the right field corner. Rod McCall had a ground rule double down into the right field corner. Charbonnet's triple drove in one run. McCall drove in the next. And Robert Murrow hit a two-run home run to cap the scoring on the night, and that's the way it finished. We'll be back with the final totals and also a look ahead to tomorrow night, our selection of the Moapa Tribal Enterprises offensive player of the game and the Highland Manor defensive player of the game. All of that coming up after this timeout.
Hey, man, you taking off on a trip or something?
No, I'm practicing packing, trying to see how much stuff I can get into this bag.
For what?
For Fans, 10 for 10 back-to-school special.
What?
You haven't heard? Right now, you can purchase any bag of Fans for just 10 bucks.
Any bag?
Any bag, backpack, duffel bag, whatever. You can get a bag for just 10 bucks. And then anything you can stuff into it, you get 10% off.
Wow, that's cool.
That's why I've got to have perfect packing skills. I want to get some of the latest NFL sideline hats, T-shirts, and replica jerseys.
Well, you know, Fans is always loaded with the hottest flashy sports apparel.
Yep, they've got jerseys from all the best new rookies and NFL superstars like Jamal Anderson, Steve Young, and Terrell Davis.
Well, scoot over, man. Let me practice. You got plenty more room there in that corner.
Get down to Fans for the 10-4-10 back-to-school special. Purchase any backpack or duffel bag for just $10 and then receive 10% off any item you can stuff into the bag. Fans, located in all major malls along the Wasatch Front.
14-5, Zion Pioneers with a victory tonight. Does that make sure that the Pioneers will finish no worse than fifth and could still finish as high as tied for third with Sonoma County, depending on what takes place? We understand it's in the bottom of the fifth in Chico, and it's still a 3-2 lead for Chico. Getting tighter in Tri-City, as Tri-City in the fifth inning, maybe in the bottom of the fifth now, has a 3-2 lead over Reno. That one is tight, too. And the Pioneers watching the scoreboard. What happens with Reno? What happens with Chico and Sonoma County? All of that, part and parcel of what could be still a scenario that brings postseason play for the Zion Pioneers. So their hopes are still alive. For tomorrow night, it will be a big night for the Pioneers. Game three of this four-game series, as the Pioneers will have Battle of the Bands night, as some of the top high school bands from the around the area will be playing against one another and be making a selection of that. If you were a Monday night game, bring your tickets to the box office prior to the ball game, and you'll get tickets for tomorrow night's game, because the fireworks that were not sent off last night will be sent off tomorrow night. As I guess you could say a make good for Monday night because of how late the ball game went. And also, game three was Sacramento and the Zion Pioneers. Now, the final totals for the Zion Pioneers, 14 runs, 16 hits. They were not out hit tonight, committed one error, and stranded a total of five men on base. For the Sacramento Steelheads, they finished with 5 runs on 9 hits, committed one huge error, and strand a total of 5, 8, 9, 10 men on base for the night. The losing pitcher will be Joe Elias, who will drop to 0-4, as he only pitched one bad inning, but it was a doozy. That was in the second inning. And Marcus Moore will finish with a victory, his 8th against 3 losses. So he becomes the leader on the Zion Pioneer staff in victories. Now with his 8th, Mike Smith with 7 on the year, 7-7, and Marcus Moore now 8-3 on the season as he picks up the victory tonight, even though he didn't have his best stuff going tonight on short rest. Zion Pioneers come up with a victory. Now let's make a selection of our Moapa Tribal Enterprises offensive player of the game. That one's going to be a little tough because we have a lot of candidates tonight. Robert Murrow with a leadoff double in the second inning, 2-run home run in the 8th inning, he would be a good selection. Freddie Diaz with another single and a triple to get things going. Kalen Foltz, who had 2 hits tonight, he would be a good candidate. Ricky Otero with a couple of hits tonight. Mark Charbonnet with a couple of hits tonight. But when you start adding up runs batted in, Rod McCall, who was our Highland Manor defensive player of the game last night, had 2 walks, an RBI double, and a 3-run home run. in the ball game, and he would be an excellent selection, too. So I think we'll go with Rod McCall once again as our Moapa Tribal Enterprises offensive player of the game. Four runs driven in again as McCall will come out of this ball game with a total of 42 runs driven in on the season. And as far as our Highland Manor defensive player of the game, we have several possibilities on that. Although Freddie Diaz played an outstanding shortstop, he did commit an error tonight. Rod McCall, who was our Highland Manor defensive player of the game last night, would be a good selection again. Jake Muller behind the plate, catching very well. He would be a good selection tonight. Al Mealing in left field, Ricky Otero in center field. They would all be great selections. I think we will go with Glenn Spencer over at second base. He has needed that for a long time because he's played so very well. But I think we'll go with Glenn Spencer at second base, who played an outstanding second base tonight in the middle end of a whole bunch of plays and doing the job very well tonight for the Zion Pioneers. Glenn Spencer making some great plays tonight and a consistent play at second base. Nothing really spectacular, but just consistently good plays at second base for Glenn Spencer, and so he'll be our Highland Manor defensive player of the game tonight. Glenn Spencer with that honor. Now tomorrow night, it will be the Pioneers and the Steelheads once again, as the Pioneers will try to keep alive their hopes for postseason play. It is game three of a four-game series and the sixth contest in a row between the Steelheads and the Zion Pioneers. Tomorrow night, 7:05 is scheduled to be the first pitch, and 6:45 with the pregame show. The gates open at 6 o'clock once again. And remember, if you had tickets to Monday night's game, make sure that you bring those with you because you can exchange those for tickets for tomorrow night's game. That's kind of a make-good because you missed out on the fireworks Monday last night because of the late hour. The fireworks will go off after tomorrow night's game, as the Pioneers will play Sacramento once again and try to keep their hopes alive. There is postseason still alive. Reno trailing in Tri-City. Chico trailing or leading against Sonoma County in Chico. So plenty of opportunities for the Pioneers to keep their postseason hopes alive. We appreciate our sponsors for their support of Zion Pioneers baseball. The staff back at the studio have kept us on the air so ably on this Enterprise High School night here at the Bruce Hurst Field, and especially you, the listener. Thank you for being with us this evening as the Zion Pioneers pick up the win. Final score once again, Zion Pioneers 14, Sacramento 5. Larry Jewell saying, till we hear from each other again tomorrow night at 6:45. Take care now, you hear?
Active lifestyles have brought about a revolution in retirement communities and long-term care. It is often difficult to continue care for a parent or a loved one because of your personal responsibilities. Their commitment to excellence goes far beyond the usual. Highland Manor welcomes you to the finest healthcare facility in the region. Their commitment is to provide a dedicated staff, elegant food, along with private and semi-private rooms. They specialize in advanced therapy techniques and rehabilitation, respite and hospice care. Highland Manor is Medicare and Medicaid certified. Take advantage of Nevada's low tax structure. It's all part of their commitment to you. Highland Manor, simply the finest in healthcare. Located at 272 Pioneer Boulevard, Mesquite, Nevada. For information, call David Conaway, Administrator of Highland Manor at 702-346-7666. Six.
Late and you want to eat great, just get yourself to Wendy's late night pickup window, because Wendy's rules the night.
Wendy's late night.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas. We're up late, so come on by.
$10.
Any bag.
Any bag, backpack, duffel bag, whatever, you can get a bag for just $10. And then anything you can stuff into it, you get 10% off.
Wow, that's cool.
That's why I've got to have perfect packing skills. I want to get some of the latest NFL sideline hats, t-shirts, and replica jerseys.
Well, you know, fans is always loaded with the hottest licensed sports apparel.
Yep, they've got jerseys from all the best new rookies and NFL superstars like Jamal Anderson, Steve Young, and Terrell Davis.
Well, scoot over, man. Let me practice. You got plenty more room there in that corner.
Great.
Get down to Fans for the 10-4-10 Back to School Special. Purchase any backpack or duffel bag for just $10 and then receive 10% off any item you can stuff into the bag. Fans, located in all major malls, Fans.
Serving Southern Utah for over 40 years. News Talk 890.
New facility is to make sure Americans continue to enjoy the safest meat supply in the world.
A public service message from the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Has been completed. It is my job to persuade, cajole, to seduce you into hanging out for a while. What do you say? Oh, yeah, the name? It's Williams. Bruce Williams, and I'm so pleased to be here. My telephone number, 800-743-8000. Many were in on or around the North American continent. We are the longest-running, long-form program in the nation by far. We're sneaking up on 19 years, and I have you to thank for that. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, here's the deal. My sister owns 40 acres in northern Wisconsin, and the neighbor was cutting his lawn. About a year ago this happened, and a tree, 10-mile-an-hour wind that day, a tree fell down off of her land. This is a bare 40, no improvements, and struck him in the head and killed him.
Whoa.
Yeah, just a real freaky accident. Now it turns out the insurance company surveyed the lot line, and the tree was indeed in on her lot line, or on her lot, her 40 acres, about by 3 feet. And it turns out that his garage and septic are on part of her land there.
Mm-hmm.
So just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, the fact that he got killed is unfortunate. How is that an issue except it brought things to attention?
What do you mean by that, sir?
Well, if you said to me, Bruce, the neighbor next door has a house and something on my property, that's sufficient.
Uh-huh.
The fact that the guy was killed by a tree doesn't mean much.
Okay.
Does it?
You mean how it came to our attention?
It came to your attention because of this tragic accident.
Correct.
But that really isn't material.
Uh-huh.
All that's material is the guy is built on a piece of property he doesn't own. He may be dead, but there's other people, there's heirs.
Correct.
And the question is, does your sister want to sell them the land it's on?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Does she get along with these people?
No, not particularly.
I kind of got that picture, because what difference would it make, 40 acres or 39 or 38 and a half? Or
right.
Wouldn't matter.
Well, right now there's a lawsuit going on, and
who's suing whom?
They're suing her at this point.
For what?
For him losing his life, and I should back it up a little bit. About 10 years ago, he was out burning some brush and debris, and he had started a fire. And it got into her land and damaged this tree. And now they're saying because this tree was damaged by this fire, she is liable because she did not take down this tree.
Well, that's what, and they're probably right.
Okay.
Ordinarily, it would be an act of God, but if the tree was damaged, then she knew it.
Yes, she knew it.
Well, stop right there. If she knew it.
Saying Einstein was wrong.
No. Society.
To drive in the run to make it a 9-5 ball game, Marcus Moore being visited by his catcher right now, trying to settle down. While we have that brief timeout, a reminder, the Pioneers baseball is brought to you by Gentry Music in St. George, where music makes you smarter. kryptonite. The pitch swung on and missed, strike one. Richardson got on base four straight times, and Mike Smith complete game victory, including a home run. Tonight he has a single, a solo home run, walked with the bases loaded. Two for two. The pitch, that one's hit in the air and fairly deep to right field. Going over is Kalen Foles, has that in right center. Tagging is Dodson, the throw coming through right on the money to the cutoff man, Freddy Diaz. So the fly ball by Richardson, and Moore finally got Richardson. Aaron Fuller coming to the plate. So Sacramento keeps carving a run off the lead each inning. Carved two runs off the top of the third to take a 9-1 lead and make it a 9-3 lead. Took another run off that lead in the fifth. Another run off the lead in the sixth. Aaron Fuller at the plate. Fuller walked, struck out, flied out to left. The pitch called strike. Got the fastball inside half of the plate with something on it. Put a little mustard on that one. Slipped right through the hot dog bun. One strike count to Aaron Fuller. Moore looks at second. The pitch just misses outside. Ball one. 1-1 count. Part of, even though Marcus Moore is getting hit around a little bit, part of letting Moore go as long as he can is to save the bullpen as much as possible for the next two nights. The pitch down low. Ball two. Actually, Moore inside. 2-1 count to Aaron Fuller. Fuller 0-2 on the night. Always just kind of dangerous for the Pioneers. Switch hitter batting left-handed all night tonight. The pitch down low, ball three. 3-1 count with Kyle Washington waiting on deck. Marcus Moore rubs up the baseball, steps back on the rubber. Quick worker. In fact, he's a quick worker between innings. He goes out, gets his pitches thrown, and says, let's start the inning. A long time before everybody else is ready. 3-1 pitch to Aaron Fuller. Back to the plate. Ground ball hits sharply. Over to his right is Glenn Spencer. Up and throws him out at first base. So Fuller goes down on the ground out in that inning. One run on a total of one hit. No errors and one man left on base at the end of 5.5. It's a 9-5 lead for the Zion Pioneers. Back with the bottom of the sixth after this timeout.
This is Lonnie Snowden with Quality Air Service. You can stay cool and comfortable this summer when you call Quality Air Service. Right now at Quality Air Service, you can see any of Bryant's full line of energy-efficient air conditioners on display in our new showroom. Act now and receive no payments with no interest for 6 months with Bryant's convenient comfort credit. So if you need a simple repair or a new air conditioner, call Quality Air Service.
Come on, Bryant, and rescue me.
Call Quality Air Service at 688-2653, 688-2653, and let Quality Air Service rescue you from that hot summer heat ahead.
In trouble, the best of us can be accused. For vigorous, competent defense representation, call Huntsman & Associates. Get your legal advice from the professionals at Huntsman & Associates. Give them a call at 628-2846. Or stop in and see them at 352 East Riverside Drive, Suite A3. That's 628-2846. Let Clay Huntsman and Associates go to work for you. Call 628-2846, Huntsman and Associates today.
Zion Pioneers with a 9-5 lead now. Each inning, it seems like another run comes off of that. Mark Charbonnet will be the second man up. Ricky Otero, Mark Charbonnet, Rod McCall due up against Joey Elias. It's a scoreless tie in the top of the third in Tri-Cities between the Posse and the Blackjacks. 2-1, Sonoma County leads over Chico in the bottom of the second, but Chico has one out and the bases loaded. Pioneers, in kind of an odd twist of what happens at the end of the season, rooting for Tri-City and for Chico. You can bet on it. Because those are the hopes for the Pioneers. No matter what happens with the Pioneers, even if they sweep Sacramento, if Sonoma County and Reno end up with a bunch of wins up there, Pioneers will be out of the playoffs. But if Tri-City and Chico end up sweeping those series, the Pioneers are in. Ricky Otero at the plate. Ricky, 1-for-3. A line single in the second inning, came around to score. The pitch, that one is hit hard to left field. Aaron Fuller will come on and grab it. Fuller playing an excellent left field. That one had more lift to it than we originally thought. So one up, one down. Mark Charbonnet at the plate. Charbonnet has grounded out, struck out, and doubled off the center field fence. Long fly ball. Just hit the fence above Dave Cheadle's glove as he kept going back and back and back. Charbonnet, 1-for-3 on the night. Each time he gets the base hit, that will set a new record for total bases in the league. Joe Elias to the plate. The pitch way up high, ball one. He's been able to handle Charbonnet with soft stuff, except in the second inning. And that's when Charbonnet got a pitch he could handle, and handle it he did. He hit it way high, and it looked like it was going to be short of the fence, but it kept carrying. Pitch outside, ball two. Charbonnet has become a stronger hitter. Not really this type of power hitter until the last couple of seasons. That's when his power potential has really been realized more. This year, a league record 28 home runs and 102 runs batted in. The pitch, that one is lined down the right field line, just foul. Got out in front of that one, a 2-0 count, and a good rip at that one. Charbonnet, the double for Charbonnet is his 23rd of the season. Didn't have much in the way of doubles in the first half, has been picking up quite a few doubles here in the second half of the season. 2-1 count. Elias back to the plate. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two as he chased one that was down and in. 2-2 count. Charbonnet going after one that was not in the strike zone. Joe Elias, who has pitched very well ever since that three-run home run by McCall, it's been just two hits allowed. The pitch called strike three, and Charbonnet will have to turn and walk away. Hit the outside corner at the knees, and he knew it. So a leadoff single in the fourth inning by Kalen Folds and a leadoff double in the fifth inning by Glenn Spencer, the only hits that Elias has given up since Rod McCall parked one over the right field fence. McCall, his 13th home run of the year. He is 1-for-2 on the night, struck out the leadoff the second inning, then hit the three-run home run to finish up, mop up that nine runs, then walked his last time up. Rod McCall, the pitch, that swung on and missed with a sinker, strike one. So Joe Elias giving Sacramento a big boost. The later he can go into the ball game, the deeper he can go, the more the Steelhead bullpen will be fresh against the Pioneers, too. A pitch way outside, ball one, 1-1 count. Joe Elias, who does not have a complete game this year. We mentioned just his third start, his 30th appearance. 27 relief appearances. That's where the Pioneers have seen Elias before. At times he's been hit, at times he's been tough against the Pioneers, and that's the way it's been tonight. The pitch to McCall way outside, ball two. 2-1 count to the big first baseman, Robert Murrow, waiting on deck. Pioneers trying to keep their hopes alive, stretch it another day. The pitch, that one is down low, ball three, 3-1 count to McCall. Elias, do you make it too good for McCall? He can hit it out of any park. As they used to say about Killebrew, any park, including Yellowstone. McCall could do it again. The pitch, 3-1 pitch, outside, ball four. Another base on balls for Rod McCall. So with two outs, Robert Murrow coming back to the plate. Murrow doubled, called out on strikes, and walked. Robert Murrow with Rod McCall on at first. Freddy Diaz waiting on deck. McCall, not really the guy that you'd like to have on base on first base if you hit one in the gap. It's unlikely, unless it rattles around in the back, that McCall, or in the gap, that McCall could score from first base. But if you can move him over to third and Diaz can get a base hit, now you're talking. McCall, good enough base runner, although not tremendous speed. It takes a little while to get somebody that tall moving in one direction. The pitch called strike to Robert Murrow. Some of the exceptions, Dave Winfield has been an exception. He has pretty good speed with his 6'6" frame and a potential Hall of Famer. The pitch, that one is down low, ball one. In fact, Winfield I believe, will become eligible in a year or two to be on the Hall of Fame ballot. Manager Bruce Hurst, by the way, will be on the Hall of Fame ballot this coming year. It will be 5 years since he's retired. Pitch outside, ball two. Bruce said early in the year he knew he was going to get one vote. Peter Gammons, a veteran Boston writer, says he would vote for Bruce Hurst. Peter told him, said, I'll give you a vote. Bruce doesn't expect much more, but he will get that one. The pitch, that one's hit deep to left field and foul. So Murrow got way out in front of that one, pulled it down the line, but pulled it way down the line and way foul. 2-2 count to Robert Murrow. Two outs, man on at first base. Bruce, an outstanding major leaguer, but he is not holding his breath on the Hall of Fame. He did an outstanding job as a 15-year star in the major leagues. But into the stretch, Elias. McCall breaks early. The pitch, that one popped up in the air. Out in front of the plate, coming down as the third baseman in foul territory to grab it, and Murrow popped out to Blackwell to end the inning. McCall got an early start on a 2-2 count. No runs, no hits, no errors. A man left, and once again, a scoreless inning for the Pioneers in the sixth. At the end of six, it's a 9-5 lead for the Pioneers. Back with the top of the seventh after this timeout.
Want to get in the best shape in your life?
Then call 1-800-GO-GUARD.
You can be stronger, faster, and healthier than ever before.
Want to earn money for college?
Then call 1-800-GO-GUARD.
You can earn more than $21,000 for college.
Want to join a winning team?
Then call 1-800-GO-GUARD.
You can be part of a team built on camaraderie and respect.
Want to serve your community?
Then call 1-800-GO-GUARD.
You can be ready by training one weekend a month and 2 weeks a year.
Want to have it all?
Then call 1-800-GO-GUARD.
You can enjoy all the benefits of serving part-time while working or going to school full-time.
Want to do something special with your life?
Then call 1-800-GO-GUARD.
That's 1-800-GO-GUARD.
Sponsored by the Utah National Guard. Aired by the Utah Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get your legal advice from the professionals at Huntsman & Associates. They specialize in criminal defense, family law, and personal injury. With over a quarter century experience, they have capital and U.S. Supreme Court experience, including all felonies and misdemeanors. Give them a call at 628-2846 or stop in and see them at 352 East Riverside Drive, Suite A3. That's 628-2846. Let Clay Huntsman and Associates go to work for you. Call 628-2846 for Huntsman and Associates today.
Zion Pioneers with a 9-5 lead. It hasn't been an artistic effort for Marcus Moore, but the nine runs in the second inning have been all that he's needed thus far. Now he's looking for nine outs to try to get the Sacramento Steelheads put aside in this ball game if he can. Kyle Washington, who is 1-for-2 on the night, plus a walk, an RBI single, reached on an error. He's been on base every time. Former Zion Pioneers designated hitter and outfielder, playing right field for Sacramento tonight. First pitch by Marcus Moore, hit sharply but foul down the third baseline. Kyle Washington, he will rip at the pitch. If he gets a pitch that he can handle, he is strong enough to hit it out of a lot of ballparks. Has had at least 120 home run season in the Western Baseball League, was the most valuable player of the league in its inaugural season, 1995. Steps out of the batter's box again, one strike count. Gathering of the Munchkins right now. We're in the top of the seventh. We're getting a parade down the in front of the bleachers, down behind first base. Pitch up high, ball one. As it's the seventh inning stretch after this half inning, the Munchkins will be out seen. Take me out to the ballgame. Pitch down low, ball two. 2-1 count. So that happened in at least a couple of innings where Marcus Moore got the first strike and then walked the batter to lead off the inning. 2-1 pitch. That one's hit to center field, and that's going to be a base hit. Kyle Washington leads off with a single. And so Sacramento still pecking away at that lead. Leadoff man is on, and coming to the plate is Juan Blackwell. He has struck out twice and lined a bullet at the left fielder. And Bruce Hurst out to talk with Marcus Moore. That may be it. We'll wait and see. Is Hurst out to visit with his pitcher? Well, we have this time out. A reminder, Zion Pioneers Baseball is brought to you in part by Highland Manor Adult Care Facility, offering simply the finest in health care. Call area code 702-346-7666 or stop by for a guided tour at 272 Pioneer Boulevard in Mesquite, Nevada. That's Highland Manor Adult Care Facility. And that's going to be it for Marcus Moore. The leadoff single by Kyle Washington is the last one. Trying to find where the last ounce of gasoline was in the tank. And Washington was it. So Marcus Moore will go six-plus innings. He stands to be the winner if 5 runs given up by Marcus Moore, including a couple of home runs in this one. And all of them are earned runs. Also has given up a total of 9 hits in this ball game. Marcus Moore, not his best strikeout performance, as he has struck out 3 on the night. Twice he got Juan Blackwell. And he has walked a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So a 3-strikeout, 6-walk performance. Not the sharpest of the year for Marcus Moore. On to pitch will be Dave Vanhoff. Vanhoff ended up with a loss in the middle game of the Sacramento series in Sacramento. That's his only loss on the year. Vanhoff comes on with an earned run average that is at 2.70, 0-1 record. This is his 14th appearance of the year. Pitched briefly last night and gave up a run, but it was an unearned run. Zion Pioneers with a 9-5 lead now. A reminder, extra innings with the Zion Pioneers can be viewed Saturday night on television station KCSG. That's Channel 4 in Cedars, Channel 16 in St. George. I believe it's Channel 1, I know, on Skyview, and I believe it's Channel 6 on Falcon, and I'm not sure on some of the other cable systems, but that's 11 o'clock Saturday night. Extra innings with the Zion Pioneers on KCSG television. Dave Vanhoff on, 14th appearance of the year. So that may get him off his unlucky number 13. Marcus Moore will not go the distance. We'll see if Elias stays on. He's been pitching very strong since giving up that 3-run home run to Rod McCall. But Moore has been struggling. He has been teetering most of the night, giving up 5 runs, including a couple of home runs. Vanhoff trying to give the Pioneers an inning or two. So now it's in the 7th inning. 3 innings to go for manager Bruce Hurst. He's going to work on the bullpen just a little bit. Sacramento and the Zion Pioneers. Sacramento, the importance for the Steelheads, they don't have any chances left, I do not believe. Unless, because they split the series with the Reno Blackjacks and the Sonoma County Crushers, so there's virtually no chance for the Steelheads to get into postseason play. But they could tie or go ahead of the Pioneers or tie them for fifth place. The pitch fouled at the plate. Strike one. Pioneers with a 2-game lead. Actually, they could finish ahead of the Pioneers if they could sweep the last 3. So there's still incentive for Sacramento. This is a pivotal game for both ball clubs. If the Steelheads lose this one, then their place in the standings has been assured. If the Pioneers lose this one, then postseason play is virtually flitted out the window. Pitch called strike 2. So the Pioneers try to nurse a 9-5 lead, a 9-run second. Sacramento has scored 1 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth. 1 out, a man on. 0-2 pitch to Blackwell outside, ball 1. Dave Vanhoff with his 2 walks last night has evened his totals on the year at 14 walks and 14 strikeouts. Of late, until last night, his last few outings, he has been much better with strikeouts and walks in that ratio. The 1-2 pitch chopped towards the third baseman. Robert Murrow fires to second. Glenn Spencer on to first. There's the double play. So Juan Blackwell hits into the double play. Around the horn, Murrow to Spencer to McCall, third to second to first, and 2 are out, and Matt Shipley coming to the plate. So Vanhoff getting 1 batter to get 2 out. 2 outs, top of the 7th inning. Matt Shipley singled his last time up, hit into a fielder's choice, popped up to the catcher right in front of home plate. He's 1-for-3. The pitch on the corner, strike one. Van Hoff wasn't as sharp as we've seen him last night, but he's looking like the Van Hoff we've seen in the most recent three outings this time around. One strike pitch, that one inside. Chipley leaning back on that one. 1-1 count. A lot of the steelheads from the Northern California area, Sacramento and nearby. With that capital city metro area, the pitch, ground ball, foul, just chop foul, 1-2 count. Not much of a ground ball, didn't go that far, looked like it was going to be pulled a little farther than it was. 1-2 count to Matt Shipley. Right-handed hitter, Shipley comes in hitting 167. But he, like Bethea, has hit the ball well against the Pioneers. Into the windup, 1-2 pitch coming up to Shipley. That one's up high, ball two, count even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The Zion Pioneers and the Sacramento Steelheads. Game 2 of a 4-game series. Game 5 of 7 in a row between the two. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 3. Down goes Shipley. In that inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. At the end of 6.5, it's a 9-5 lead for the Zion Pioneers. Back with the bottom of the 7th after this timeout.
It's time to get away. It's
time to go.
To escape the noise.
The noise.
The traffic.
The traffic.
The mess.
The mess.
Escape to the past.
The past.
Escape to the future.
The future.
Escape to Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
Open 24 hours. The gateway to the Valley of Fire and Lake Mead at exit 75 off I-15.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
Moapa is your year-round fireworks supplier. Buy now for the best selection of the biggest and the best. Check out Moapa's new products like mortars, repeating reporters, and rockets. Moapa Tribal Enterprises now has safe and sane products for younger folks, and they even have launch pads on the premises for your immediate use. Stock up now for the millennium at Moapa.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
There is only one name for the largest selection of handmade Native American gifts and jewelry.
The largest selection of fireworks.
Ice cold beverages.
Snacks.
Groceries.
Liquor.
An amazing smoke shop.
New slot.
Video poker.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
North of Las Vegas off I-15.
Moapa Tribal Enterprises.
We're in Victory Lane with the crew for Cardamom 19, winner of today's Fireball 500. Guys, we have the White House on the speakerphone.
The president wanted me to invite the crew to the White House for dinner. Anything special you'd like?
Wendy's Smoky Bacon Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Wendy's makes it fresh right when you order.
So unless you go to Wendy's, we're not coming to the White House.
Yeah.
The president says,
yeah.
You want that with Mickey fries?
Yeah.
Our Smoky Bacon Cheeseburger's back, so come on by.
For a limited time of participating Wendy's.
9-5, the lead for the Zion Pioneers against the Sacramento Steelheads. Joe Elias, who has pitched very well. He has given up all of 2 hits since giving up a 3-run home run to end a 9-run second inning. Now, if you just take out that second inning, Elias has had a magnificent start for Sacramento. It's a 2-hitter otherwise. But there are 9 runs on 8 hits in that second inning, and that's why the Pioneers own a 9-5 lead. Freddie Diaz, Glenn Spencer, Jake Mueller do up. Freddie Diaz, a single, a ground out, and popped out to the left fielder. He is 1-for-3 on the night. Diaz, the shortstop. Switch hitter all the way, 1-for-3 on the night. Joe Elias with Diaz at the plate. Elias comes to the plate. The pitch outside. Ball one. 1-0 count. Glenn Spencer waiting on deck. Diaz, who has hit the ball very well, went 3-for-5 the other night. Last night, pitch called strike one. 1-1 count. Diaz trying to get something started. Sacramento trying to just keep this thing within hold. Within 4 runs, they would like to have a shot at this in the next 2 innings. Pitch called strike 2, so Diaz has 2 strikes float in there. 1-2 count. Joe Elias into the windup. The pitch outside, ball 2. 2-2 count. Infield back all the way around. So Freddie Diaz has also picked up a lot of bases on balls on the year, too. The pitch, inside, ball 3, 3-2 count. By the way, from Chico, it's a 2-2 tie as Chico has come back to tie Sonoma County, so that one's up in the air. Reno and Tri-City scoreless, the last we heard from Pasco, Washington. So the Pioneers, if they win or lose, if they win, they will be waiting to find out what the results are from up north. Of course, everything's up north in this league to the Pioneers. Pitch, hit that right down the right field line. That's a base hit and extra bases. Diaz down into the corner. He's going to try for three. Tyler Washington up, hits the cutoff man, misses the cutoff man. It'll be a stand-up triple. So Freddie Diaz pulls it right down the first baseline for a triple. And Diaz has triple number one on the season. So Diaz has done a little bit of everything in this series. He might as well do that. Five doubles, two home runs on the season, and now a triple to lead off the seventh inning. It was a leadoff single in the fourth inning. The Pioneers couldn't bring home as Kalen Folds got all the way to third. Leadoff double to Glenn Spencer. He got to third, then was thrown out on the fielder's choice. Now Spencer trying to get a run home. Glenn Spencer at the plate. The infield in. Pitch outside. Ball one. Spencer picked up his 12th run batted in earlier in this ball game. Jake Moeller waiting on deck. Spencer switch hitting second baseman. Elias back to the plate. The pitch, ground ball right to the second baseman. Shipley holds the runner and throws the man out at first. So the Pioneers, if Elias gets out of this, it'll be part of the frustration. Pioneers going 10-19 in one-run games this year. Part of it has been a frustration of trying to get the runs home from third base. Believe it or not, the 19 losses, that's also a new record for the league in one-run losses in a season. The previous record was 18. Kind of a dubious record for the Pioneers on that one. Jake Moeller at the plate. Infield is still in. Moeller has singled, has grounded out to the second baseman twice. Moeller, if he can get it to the outfield and fairly deep, has a chance to score Diaz. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Top of the seventh, or bottom of the seventh inning. The Pioneers with a leadoff triple by Freddie Diaz. Al Mealing waiting on deck. Infield is still in. Glenn Spencer served that one neatly to Matt Shipley, and Diaz didn't try to score from third. The pitch, front on the sacrifice, and it goes foul. It's an 0-2 count. It was kind of a safety squeeze. Diaz didn't go until he knew that the ball had been touched. Then he was on the break and trying to squeeze home an extra run. Pioneers needing every run they can get against Sacramento, the way Sacramento has hit the ball at times against the Pioneers pitching. Al Mealing waiting on deck. Ben on at third base. Moeller at the plate. Moeller grounded out twice and a single. Has a chance to pick up a run here if he can single the man home. Joe Elias, full windup, comes back to the plate. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike three, and Moeller slams his bat at the plate. So the leadoff triple, and the Pioneers have a chance of having another leadoff hit stranded at third base with less than two outs. That has been a real frustration for manager Bruce Hurst throughout the season. How many times that the run has not been brought home? Al Mealing at the plate. Mealing has hit into a fielder's choice twice. The last time cost the Pioneers a run because Spencer was trying to score on that one. Mealing got on by way of the error the first time. The pitch, down low, ball one. He is 0 for 3 on the night. Base hit, and it would be RBI number 20. Al Mealing at the plate. Left-handed hitter. 9-5 advantage for the Zion Pioneers. Elias into the windup. The pitch, that one is called strike. 1-1 count. Waiting on deck is Kalen Folds. Al Mealing, 1-1. Over at third base is Freddie Diaz. The pitch, way outside, gets away from the catcher. Here comes the run. That was into the dirt, and I think that was going to be scored a wild pitch. As the run is home, make it a 10-5 lead. So the Pioneers get the run home, but not by their own accord. It's a 2-1 count. A wild pitch by Elias, and that is the only run that has not been scored in the second inning for the Pioneers. 2-1 count to Al Mealing. So the wild pitch into the dirt, and the Pioneers back to a 5-run lead. Pioneers needing six more outs against Sacramento to keep their hopes alive for postseason play. Elias into the windup. The pitch, that one is called strike two with a curveball. So 2-2 count to Al Mealing. Mealing trying to make some contact. 2-2 count. The pitch fouled off to the left side. Count holds. Two balls, two strikes. Alan Folds waiting on deck. Al Mealing choking up on the bat just a little bit. Joe Elias on the mound. 10-5, the lead for the Pioneers. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. Down goes Al Mealing as the soft curveball gets him. In that inning, one run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. The Pioneers finally break through again against Elias. Through seven innings, it is a 10-5 lead. Back with the top of the eighth after this timeout.
It's going, going, gone!
Are you ready to feel more healthy than ever before? To be at the top of your game? To hit a home run with your health? You can, and it's not as hard as you think. In fact, it's easy. A company known throughout the United States and Japan for their innovative approach to health is based right here in southern Utah. Aola International, a leader in advanced health products that incorporates the best that nature and science have to offer. If you're looking for the most advanced weight management supplements from a company known as the Weight Management Company of the 21st Century, find out more about Aola's exciting products. There's nothing stopping you from hitting a home run with your health today.
Active lifestyles have brought about a revolution in retirement communities and long-term care. It is often difficult to continue care for a parent or a loved one because of your personal responsibilities. Their commitment to excellence goes far beyond the usual. Highland Manor welcomes you to the finest healthcare facility in the region. Their commitment is to provide a dedicated staff, elegant food, along with private and semi-private rooms. They specialize in advanced therapy techniques and rehabilitation, respite and hospice care. Highland Manor is Medicare and Medicaid certified. Take advantage of Nevada's low tax structure. It's all part of their commitment to you. Highland Manor, simply the finest in healthcare. Located at 272 Pioneer Boulevard, Mesquite, Nevada. For information, call David Conaway, Administrator of Highland Manor at 702-346-7666. That's 702-346-7666.
Zion Pioneers with a 10-5 lead. Tonight was poster night. Tomorrow night is going to be a double whammy. Good one. I mean, a double good whammy, if you will. You're going to have the Battle of the Bands tomorrow night. That will be some of the top high school bands from around the area. And also, it will be the delayed fireworks explosion. So if you had tickets on Monday night, if you had the Monday night tickets, bring them to the box office tomorrow evening. They will be exchanged for tomorrow night's tickets. And you will be able to enjoy baseball, the Battle of the Bands, plus you'll be able to enjoy the post-game fireworks display. Jake Underwood at the plate. Underwood has walked, struck out, and lined out to the shortstop. 0-2 on the night. The pitch fouled over to the right side. One strike. One strike count to Jake Underwood. Waiting on deck is Dave Cheadle. Dave Van Hoff into the windup. Van Hoff comes back to the plate. The pitch outside, ball one. 1-1 count. With Jake Underwood at the plate. Slightly open stance. Van Hoff comes back to the plate. 1-1 count to Underwood. That's inside, ball two. 2-1 count. Dave Cheadle, Scott Bethay after that. For Van Hoff, the idea is to try to get as many outs as he can in the eighth inning. A little stretching in the bullpen just in case Jeremy Thomas might be brought in again. The pitch, that one is fouled off to the right side. Count even, two balls, two strikes. Van Hoff, 0-2. Zion Pioneers with a 10-5 lead over the Sacramento Steelheads. Steelheads have scored in four innings. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. So down goes Underwood for the Pioneers. And scored nine in the second, and the wild pitch brought home the 10th run in the bottom of the seventh. One out, and Dave Cheadle coming to the plate. Cheadle has singled and scored, has walked and scored, hit into a double play and lined out. 1-3 on the night. Cheadle led off the sixth inning with a walk. Came around to score. Van Hoff, if he pitches three innings, will pick up a save. The pitch called ball down low. That is, if he doesn't give up five runs into play. Van Hoff. And you always have to say that if, with baseball, pitch down at the knee, strike one. There comes a point in most ball games, hockey, even in hockey, yes, it's just, there comes a point where there's too big a lead and not enough time left. A pitch fouled off to the right side. Strike two, 1-2 count. In football, there's too big a lead, not enough time left. In basketball, there can be too big a lead, not enough time left. Well, you've seen some huge comebacks in all of those three sports. Pitch fouled at the plate. Cheadle, who is batting right-handed now against the left-hander, comes up hopping on that one. 1-2 count to Cheadle. There's all of that that takes place, but there can be a situation where it's just not enough time left. There's never not enough time left in baseball. Never, ever. That's just the nature of the sport. The pitch, down low, ball two, 2-2 count. Although I do believe Japan puts time limits, so you get some ties in the standings there. Dave Van Hoff coming back to the plate. The pitch, just down low, ball three, 3-2 count. One out here in the top of the eighth. Cheadle has worked it to a 3-2 count, looking for his second base on balls or a pitch that he can hit. Dave Van Hoff trying to come back and getting Cheadle to either strike out or hit it at somebody that can handle it. 3-2 count to Dave Cheadle, the center fielder on the evening. Van Hoff back to the plate. That one just misses low, so a base on balls to Dave Cheadle. And coming to the plate now is Scott Bethea. Bethea, left-handed hitter. He has hit left-handers well, at least the Pioneers left-handers. He is 1-for-4 on the night, a single. Slide out twice, once popping out to the shortstop and is grounded out to the shortstop. Scott Bethea from Jonesboro, Arkansas, ended up eventually at Louisiana State University. But Bethea is a big University of Texas name. Generally, too. Pitch up and in. Ball one. Bethea, in his first couple of years in collegiate baseball, played for San Jacinto in Texas and won a national junior college championship while he was a shortstop there back in 1989. Scott Bethea, 5'11", 175-pounder, 29-year-old. One ball pitch. That one's up and in. Ball two. So the Pioneers starting to get some stirring in the bullpen once again. Dave Van Hoff, with a five-run lead to try to nurse this one home, has one out here on the top of the eighth inning. 2-0 count to Bethea. And any hitter, no matter where they are in their batting average, becomes a better hitter when they're ahead on the count, usually. I say that usually. Discussion with manager Bruce Hurst earlier in the year, and he mentioned that, without giving names, that there are several hitters that actually, if they got ahead of you 2-0, then they became over-anxious. There goes the runner, the pitch. That one's hit in the air to center field. Ricky Otero trotting in. Hustling back is Dave Cheadle, so maybe a little hit and run going on that one. Fly out by Scott Bethea. That is out number two. And coming to the plate now is Bo Dodson. Dodson has been rattling fences or hitting it over. Three hits, three home runs in the two-game series thus far. Plus an RBI double his last time up. Plus he's walked, plus he's grounded out. The Pioneers, since Dodson has been in town, have gotten him twice. Got him once last night. He went 3-for-4 last night. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner with a curveball. A man on, two outs, top of the eighth inning. Pioneers with a 10-5 lead. Just a little token warm-up action in the bullpen now. Van Hoff back to the plate. The pitch gets through catcher Jake Moeller. That will move the runner to second. It's a 1-1 count. And let's see if that's a pass ball. And I think that's what it's going to be, is a pass ball all the way for Jake Moeller. It was there, and then it wasn't there. 10-5, the lead. Man on at second base. And a 1-1 count to Bo Dodson. It was low. Just squirted right through Jake Moeller. Man at second is Cheadle. Dave Van Hoff into the stretch. Looks back at second. The pitch. That one's hit in the air and fairly deep to center field. No, it got under it this time. Ricky Otero straight away, just slightly towards right center. Gets the third out to retire the side. So Dodson got under that one in that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, just one man left. We've gone through 7.5, and it's a 10-5 lead for the Pioneers. Back with the bottom of the eighth after this timeout.
Yes, Sid, listen, we got to order some product from you here. We got to get some pianos in really fast.
Pal, I know summer's the best time to buy, but where do you think I'm going to put all this? Hi, this is Gary Gentry. As you can tell, we ordered way too much stuff. So Gentry Music Center is having our fourth anniversary sale with 25 to 50% off your new piano, keyboard, or organ.
You want 10 French leg uprights, 8 Kurzweil.
That's Gentry Music Center's 4th anniversary sale. With up to 50% off all Roland's, Kurzweil's, Vancouver Ring, Junsheng pianos, and much, much more.
Sad, you got to work with me. I know you need to.
Oh, please stop.
We need him here in St. George, Utah. Bring him on in.
So why don't you come out of the hot, sizzling heat and into the cool AC and play the keys on your new piano at Gentry Music Center's 4th anniversary sale with up to 50% off. And there's lots to choose from. In fact, the largest selection in Southern Utah. Gentry Music Center's 243 North Bluff in St. George, where music makes you smarter.
The Children's Justice Center. Sub for Santa, your local food bank. Community events and organizations like these make living in Utah good for everyone. But without public support, they wouldn't have the resources they need. Last year, Utah radio and television stations provided more than $25 million in airtime and support to community programs like these. Because if you didn't know, you wouldn't care. The Utah Broadcasters Association, the power of public service.
The Zion Pioneers will finally face a new pitcher, as coming on is Wayne Tyus, the lefty, to pitch for the Sacramento Steelheads. Wayne Tyus, brand new. This will make his... Let's double check. 3-2. Chico has taken the lead over Sonoma County. And let's check on the Reno Tri-City game. And still no score up there. So Chico has a 3-2 lead over Sonoma County. 10-5 lead. Zion Pioneers, bottom of the eighth inning. It'll be the top of the order. Kalen Folds, Ricky Otero, and Mark Charbonnet do up. Wayne Tyus, lefty, on the mound. Folds. Two-run triple, a single, and a stolen base. Struck out, lined out. 2-for-4 tonight. Turns around, bats right-handed against the left-hander. Tyus struggles at a 16-plus earned run average when he came in to pitch against the Pioneers last time. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Tyus gave up some hits and some runs and then settled right down. So he's lowered his earned run average to 9.64. Tyus, little left-hander, comes back to the plate. The pitch down low, 1-1 count. Ricky Otero waiting on deck, practicing swinging left-handed. I don't know if he'll do that against the right-hander or not. The pitch, that one inside, ball two. Kalen Folds anxious to get on base. 10-5 the lead for the Zion Pioneers. Last night they won 17-10. Sacramento, pitch, hit in the air, popped up into shallow left field. Going out as a shortstop, coming on is Aaron Fuller. And Fuller will make the catch near the foul line. Fuller, a long ways to come to take that pop fly away from Kalen Fold. So one out, and coming to the plate now, Ricky Otero. Otero, 1-for-4 on the night, went 1-for-6 last night. Singled sharply in that second inning, came around to score. He struck out, flied out to right, flied out to left, now batting right-handed against the left-hander, Wayne Tyus. 10-5 the lead. The pitch to Otero, and fouls it down the first baseline. Steve Cook kind of waves at it as it goes by. Made kind of an attempt to pick up the foul ground ball. Mark Charbonnet waiting on deck. Ricky Otero, switch hitter, batting right-handed. The pitch down low. Ball one. 1-1 count. Charbonnet waiting on deck. Then Rod McCall following him, if needed. One out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tyus trying to wrap up the Pioneers. Pitch outside. Ball two. Pioneers. 9 runs in the second. That's all they've needed thus far. Added one more on a wild pitch in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch, that one's popped up and foul over behind first base. Count goes to 2-2. Ricky Otero, still with that pulled hamstring, but he's been playing a good center field. So it's going to be a case of trying to get everything healed overnight to see if he can play another one again tomorrow night. We mentioned Chico with a 3-2 lead over Sonoma County. That's going to be touch and go the rest of the way up there. The pitch, big curveball up high, ball three, 3-2 count. Otero kind of spins away from the plate on that one. Ricky Otero with one long sleeve on his right arm and left arm bare. The pitch, line to right field. That one's going to be tough. Kyle Washington can't get to it. It's going to drop, and Otero will have a stand-up double. Stand-up double for Ricky Otero with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Mark Charbonnet to the plate. He has struck out twice, grounded out, and doubled and scored. So he is one for four on the night. Charbonnet with 241 total bases on the season, a new Western Baseball League record. Charbonnet against Wayne Tyus. Charbonnet has hit left-handers fairly well this year. Along with everybody else, you can throw off the top of your head if you want to, and Charbonnet has a shot at hitting a pitch down low, ball one. Also struck out more than any of the Zion Pioneers this year. He has 82 strikeouts on the year. That's among the all-time best. The pitch fouled off to the left side. Ball is strike one. Now, one of the dubious records that Charbonnet would not want to have, I would assume. 82, that is not among the top 10, or the bottom 10, if you will, in the history of the league. The pitch pulled down the first baseline. Fair ball. Ricky Otero around third will come in to score. Mark Charbonnet a chance for a triple. Otero trotting home, and Charbonnet will pull in with a stand-up triple. So Charbonnet gets another run driven in. His 103rd on the year on the triple right down into the corner. So picking right on that right field line. Otero trotting all the way around and went home. And Rod McCall at the plate. For Mark Charbonnet, that is triple number four on the year. Ricky Otero leads the team with six. Otero's double, by the way, is his 23rd of the year.